And we have with us now Ethel McCready and Evelyn Mayer. And they're hearing some people that have worked in the shirt class. And they're going to tell us about the early beginning of the shirt class trip and bring it up to present time. All right, Ethel, being you started earlier, why don't you start telling us about that?
What do you want me to tell you? Well, I started work when I was 15 in Saul Edmunds Shirt Factory down on Hamlet Street, and I was getting 15 cents an hour working T-shirts. And let's see what else was it. And we would sometimes take home $3 a week, sometimes $5. And he worked it was 7:30 in the morning and worked 4 o'clock.
Maybe 15 dozen or 20 dozen.
us, and we had had maybe 10 or 12 dozen bundles, and you could do a bundle, couldn't you count that in an hour? No. No, get older, you can't do it.
What was your special there? I put in a patient for the first thing. Then I was there for a few years, and then I went to Columbia College, which I'm still at. Columbia College. I had been doing different jobs.
How many can you do in an hour?
Well, right now I only do big 5 an hour, 5 dozen an hour. I have done as high as 10.
Are all these shirts you people worked on, were they cotton shirts?
No.
No.
They were flannel,
wool, silk.
Yeah. And we've got some other polyester.
Yeah.
Hard to work on.
The chambray?
Yeah. That's what I first started work on chambray.
I think that's what I worked when I first started with something like that.
I used to do that with work shirts and material. With woolen shirts.
And at one time we did do some women's blouses.
Yeah, down the floor.
Not too many. I think it
was in replace them. Star had it.
Oh, look. I remember that. Sheldon Starr was the boss then, and we made these ladies' blouses. We didn't make, I mean, we didn't work on them too long.
Then we worked on army shirts.
Oh yeah, we done army shirts.
Well, I'm going to get that coffee up for us if I want to come back.
Well, I always heard about the terrific Christmas gifts you people got. And brought out
Mr. George Sherwin, he always gave us nice gifts for the house. And it's always a blanket, a pocketbook,
a clock.
Always gave us nice gifts. That's the woman only ever gave us nice gifts like that.
And when I got married, I was married in 35, and he gave me a beautiful orchid towel, the bath towel, the hand towel, and the washcloth. And they were beautiful. Of course, at that time, I could really use them.
When we first started doing this Christmas gift, this box of candy. Then it started with an umbrella.
Yeah.
And then he ended up, nice, it wasn't blank or comforter.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. You know, I still got one.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him Saturday of it. And it was a nice person. He's the best person I ever worked for. And everybody in town was saying the same thing because he did for everybody as well as the girls who worked for him.
That's right.
Many a person in town of Harrington borrowed money from him and he'll never get it back because he's stealing it. Mm-hmm. And then he also gave many a person material to make candy with. You know?
Is he the man that used to do it for his big
man? Yes, he did. When he first went through it, I first stayed with Wade and then went back to New York over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't married, and I don't think he ever got married.
No, no, no. Of course, these people are working for now, it's pretty good too, Edna. Mm-hmm. In Baltimore.
Well, did you ever have a union or anything like that?
One time they tried it, uptown, up where the vaccine place is, and I mean it was a scramble, it was a mess.
But they didn't get anything done.
No, they didn't.
They didn't want
to all plan to get their jobs back.
They didn't get the union in there.
Because there's so rotten eggs and everything else in that
place. Turn the hose, somebody turn the hose on some of them. And
children were walking up and down the street. Who had the place that time? Max was
the boss. Max was the boss.
We had so many bosses.
And John Mena worked there at that time. He drove the truck from the cutting room.
And that's
and
right on the highway.
The cutting room was out on the highway, and he'd bring the shirts and things into it. And then they, when they were boxed up, or they would, they had a truck that he drove. And, of course, Lawrence Graham and Kenny Hammond would be mechanics there. And I guess Lawrence and Kenny both worked down until they, well, Kenny died, but Lawrence did retire.
Yeah, and he comes up there once in a while.
Well, about how many women did in sewing when it started, and about how many women are there now? Because I know the shirt factory has been the life of many families.
When I went to work. Now that was in your sewing room, your pressing room, your packing, and your shipping department. $5 of that, and that left me $5. I was 19 years old, and I